Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hi, Nicole. Yeah. I'm looking at 2511.
2511?
Yep.
Okay.
701-0011. 4650.
4650. Is that 251701?
Or 251701? What's that?
251-1710.
That's 251-1370.
37, there we go. Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Okay, let me just pull up your file here. Is this Cruzon Remodeling? Perfect. And who am I speaking with?
This is Tate.
Tate. And are you the owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm some info we have on file for you real quick, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay? Is the address over there 717 Grandview Road?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And what's the structure of the business over there? Is it a S-Corp, LLC? Okay, sole proprietor. Perfect. And what's a good phone number for you in case we get disconnected?
717.
Mm-hmm.
848-80.
Okay, perfect. So we have many programs here depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of give me a idea of what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction. Okay.
Do some expanding and need some funds to be able to do it.
Perfect. How much would you be looking for?
Well, ideally, I was looking for something in the area of 50.
Okay, 50. Is that how much you would need, or is that how much you want?
That's how much I would want to need.
A little bit of both. Okay. And you guys are expanding. What would the $50,000 be used towards?
It's going to be used towards basically equipment and also working capital to get materials for a number of jobs already sold. I'm looking to get scheduled, and I have three guys now that I'm looking to push out and keep moving.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're. Are you guys set up on any kind of like net 60, net 90 with payments for jobs?
It's a payment structure. It's all based on markers, milestones hit, you know what I mean, throughout the job.
Okay, okay. So kind of just give you some operating cash to start new jobs while those ones are waiting to be paid?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Right, different jobs are at different points.
Okay.
To have that money to be able to keep the funds rolling through when there might be gaps in payments that I get.
Okay, keep business flowing. All right. And you said equipment. What kind of equipment would you be looking at there?
Equipment would be power tools, things like that. I'm also looking at trying to pick up a truck, another truck or another van to put on the road.
Okay. So the new truck, how much would the power tools run you?
That would probably, that's kind of minuscule.
Yeah.
You might be looking at a few thousand there, but the truck itself, like a box truck, I mean, they would definitely be worth running. Oh my. Depends.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you have a truck picked out already?
No.
Are you still shopping around? I've heard that. I have a lot of people still shopping around for those. Okay, so for the truck itself, we can kind of file that under the equipment side.
Uh-huh.
That way we would be able to, keep the cash open for you.
Okay.
And so that would put more cash in your pocket, and then you can finance the truck under the equipment financing and kind of split them that way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess. I I mean, you guys are the experts, so you just got to tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, you know, we have both programs. We have the equipment and capital. And, you know, if we finance the truck under the equipment, then you would open up your capital for you, so you wouldn't have to spend that cash on the truck itself.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have an estimate about how much the truck would run you?
Depends. I mean, it really depends on the truck. I mean, I don't want something, but, you know, I also want to be able to get it out right. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, anywhere from 8 to 15, depending on the condition.
8 to 15, okay. And let me see. Okay, perfect. And the tools they're smaller tools, so that's not something that can still go under your capital there, but... And how soon were you looking at needing all of this?
As soon as possible.
Okay. Perfect. As soon as possible. Are you buying the truck new or used?
It would be used.
It'd be used. Okay.
Yeah. And that's not like immediate. The biggest thing would be getting this capital so I can start, you know, really rolling on materials and things for these other jobs, getting things on order so that we can hit these, you know, our deadlines and things. Keep the payroll going for the guys.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. So what we could do is go ahead and start with the capital, and then we can get you started on the equipment with just a ballpark figure of how much the truck will be. And then we'll circle back later once you have the quote and we can finalize that part of it.
Okay.
But we can definitely start with the capital because that's more of a need for you right now. That's no problem.
Would even be like, hey, if I could get it in the day, that'd be great.
Okay, so you need this. Well, we can get it right away. That's not an issue whatsoever. Have you had a working capital loan before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Who was that through?
Quickbridge.
Okay. And is that paid off or?
Still, it's at the very end. As long as it's around for something.
Okay, it's at the very end. Let me just get some info on that. When did you take that loan out? Just a rough estimate, and you don't.
A few months ago? 6 months ago, something like that.
Okay.
Thereabouts. I did a couple, but just rolled one into another.
Okay. And how much did you borrow from them? Okay, so the total ended up being 30?
In the end, yeah.
Okay. And did you, do you know what the total payback was on that?
Not offhand.
Okay. Do you know how much you have left, what your balance is? I know you said it's towards the end, correct?
Yeah, not offhand.
Is German by chance? I'm
trying to say, I think it's...
German?
70-80% done. It comes out daily.
It comes out daily. What are your daily payments?
Three and change.
Okay. It's fine if you don't know it right now. You can always, we can get the information in when you can. That's not an issue. Okay, so, and you're looking for about $50,000, correct? Okay. Have you applied with anybody else, or is this...
No.
Okay, just this.
I have to get something in the mail from you.
Perfect. Sent it at the right time. How long have you been considering this particular loan?
They're always trying to... I mean, they're nice, you know... It's basically the launching pad, so I'm always, you know, thinking about it since I started with Quickbridge and so on. I'm looking for another option from them.
Okay.
Just to make sure I'm able to get, you know, maximum funds for what I need to do, and then being able to, you know, leapfrog out of it and you know, have the capital on my own.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
Gosh, I mean, I don't have that stuff offhand. All I did before was just give them statements and they told me what to do.
Yeah, that's no problem. Well, I mean, I'll circle back and I'll grab those, but just, you know, just if you have an idea, maybe. Okay, that's fine. How long have you been in business?
Since 2009.
Oh, wow. And you're the 100% owner?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good, somewhere in the middle.
A little bit of both. Okay, perfect. Have you gone to your bank for anything? Like, do you guys have a line of credit or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. Okay, perfect. So moving forward, what we would need is the one-page application itself. I would need 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return. And do you guys take credit cards for payments or?
No, we don't.
No, okay, so you don't have to worry about merchant statements. So just the 6 months of bank statements and the tax return and the application itself. I'll go ahead and I'll send an email where the application will be attached and I'll have the list of the things that we would need. I know you need this right away, so when do you think you can get this into me? Do you have
2014?
Okay, perfect. What's a good email to send to you for the application? Comcast.net. That's KRUS, like Sam?
Yep.
And did you say TKS?
Yep.
At Comcast.net.
Tom, Kate, and Sam.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and I'll send out the email. It'll have an application attached. Once you get everything into me, I can get it all submitted right away, and we can get you an answer. Well, today's Friday. We can get you an answer probably by Monday.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send out this email as soon as we get off the phone, and I will be in touch with you soon.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.